Duke Energy will remove far more of its coal ash ponds than it previously committed to and more than state law requires. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The Riverbend coal plant near Charlotte is one of four where Duke and state lawmakers committed to removing all ash from its storage ponds. Here, a front-end loader drops a clump of the waste into a bed of a truck. Duke now proposes a similar cleanup at four other mostly eastern North Carolina plants, company spokeswoman Erin Colbert.
We wanted to make sure that we protected that ash and moved it out of those facilities because they really weren't suitable for long-term disposal.
The company long favored simply draining the water and covering the ash where it lies, but Colbert says these ponds needed engineering work, so it makes more sense to just excavate. Duke has also faced pressure and legal challenges from environmental groups to do just that.
The science is changing. The awareness is changing.
The Southern Environmental Law Center's Frank Holloman cheered the move.
The danger is becoming much more apparent that is forcing Duke to recognize it does not want to own a bunch of leaking, unlined coal ash storage sites.
State regulators will need to approve the plan. Most of the ash would go to refill old mines in Chatham and Lee counties. Duke says its other ash ponds at seven plants passed their engineering tests. The company is waiting on water tests before proposing what to do at those sites. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.